Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 5613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Chaf Hei. Bechoros 25a. Pagination is 49. We'll start at the bottom of the page, one line up. Masnisin at the new Mishnah. We have the privilege today of learning a statement from Akavya ben Mahalalel, one of the Tanoim. And his name is unique and easily recognizable, because we're familiar with Meseches Avos in the beginning of the third perek, which is actually this week's perek, third week between Pesach and Shavuos. And Akavya ben Mahalalel teaches that if a person pays attention to three things, he will not come to Avera. He'll be straight, focused towards good goals. And the three things are: if a person remembers from where they come, the moment of conception; if a person realizes where they're going to, burial; and a person realizes before whom they're going to give their ultimate judgment, in front of Hashem, lofty of lofty, great of great, so then you'll stay straight and good. Which is a tremendous, profound concept, which is the human being, that we're puny when we start, we're puny when we finish, but in between, we have the opportunity through our neshama, the guf, joined with the neshama, but the neshama being eternal, if we hear our higher calling, to make a lachayim, to make goodness, to create profound accomplishment, and to present that in front of Hashem, that we fulfilled our mission. So that's a famous statement from Akavya ben Mahalalel. Our Mishnah is dealing with the topic of Bechor, which is forbidden to be shorn. And the question here is, if wool came off from the animal before the shechita, the animal has a blemish and we're shechting it, but the wool that is on the animal at the time of shechita is certainly included in the permission, just like the meat is permitted to be eaten, so the wool is permitted in benefit. But what about the wool that has come off before the shechita? Is that permitted or not once the shechita is done? The concern here, as Rashi says on the top of Amud Beis, is that osili de takola, a problem could develop, that if the wool coming from such an animal is permitted, so a person might keep this animal around for a long time, because he's gaining that it's growing its wool, and he's benefiting from that. Person might end up using it for work, which is prohibited. It's a bechor, you're not allowed to work with it, because it's sanctified. He would end up shearing it purposely, which is prohibited. Lo sagos, we mentioned that pasuk before in previous sessions. And therefore, there's a problem. If you allow him to use this wool, perhaps he's going to purposely keep this animal around to reap even greater benefits of its wool. And so the Mishnah tells us that that was a machlokas. Seyor bechor bal mum shenoshar. The hair, the wool of a firstborn that has a blemish, and it came off, even if it came off on its own, we're going to deal with that halacha. V'hinicho b'chalon, and he placed it. Now, chalon normally, in our typical translation, is a window. Over here, the Mefarshim say this has nothing to do with the window. It's a niche, a ledge, an alcove, some sort of storage spot. The wall normally goes straight, and over here there's an indentation, a hollow. And he put it into that chalon. We'll try to come back to the word in a few moments. But he put it somewhere, stored it. And then he shecht the animal. So Akavya ben Mahalalel matir. Akavya ben Mahalalel says it's permitted. Once you shecht the animal, its meat, its wool become permitted. And the wool that got detached earlier also is permitted. V'chachamim osrim. And the chachamim say it's prohibited. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And as we said from Rashi, it's not that they hold intrinsically that that wool is prohibited. Once you did shechita, the wool should be permitted. But de'isharis, if you allow it, there's a fear that asi be'lidei takala, that a problem can come out. He'll leave the animal around longer than he's supposed to and might end up using it improperly. In Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Ches Sif Aleph in Yoredeya, Habachar Aser Begiza Va'avoda, a firstborn animal, is prohibited in shearing and working it. Va'afilu Im Ovar V'gazizu Atol Shal B'yado, even if he was in violation and sheared it. O Afilu Nashar Atzama Me'atzma, or if it fell out on its own. Aser Bahano Li'olam, it is forbidden in benefit. Forever. Loshna meis me'atzma, loshna shachta, it doesn't matter if the animal died on its own or you shecht it. And normally the shechita should allow the animal. Eina shechita materes hatzema shenitla shmechayim. The shechita will not allow the wool that came off while it was alive. And the Taz indeed refers us to this principle, Dechayshinan, we're worried, imati rosso osila shri lebuchar, if you allow him to use this wool, he's going to purposely keep this animal around and not shecht it, and if you keep it around, we could end up with this sanctified animal being used improperly. Avotzemer, hamechuber, but if you have wool that's attached to the animal still, hashchita matiroso kibsaro, the shechita allows it, just like it allows the meat of the animal. On the topic of the word chalon, which again we typically translate as window, and over here has nothing to do with a window, it has to do with a storage area, a hollow. So, interestingly, in the classic work from the student of Reb Shamsher Raphael Hirsch's commentaries, Matityahu Clark, so he categorizes the word chalon under the heading chalal, which among its meanings means a hollow, a void. We also have the word chalil, which is a wind instrument, a flute that's been hollowed out. And if we assume that chalon indeed is a derivative or extension of the word chalal, a hollow, so then the original word would have meant a hollowed area within the wall, a storage area, a hole in the wall. Such a hollow could go all the way through, in which case it would be an access area, which is what original windows were. They simply were going through all the way. And later, we have this concept in our time, chalon. It's a window with a pane of glass that's quite effective. It has the barrier, but you could still see through. Tesvis Yomtif in Adias Hey Vav, as Art Scroll by us, note 43, refers us to, lists off the typical translation of chalon and points out that in our context, chalon does not mean the window, like the window of Noach, hollow to access the outside. It's simply, in and of itself, a storage location, a hollow. Might also explain the relationship, chalal, a hollow, to chalel, to be violated, to bore a hole, either physically or conceptually, through what until then felt to be something that you just can't penetrate. Chalel is to violate it, to bore a hole right through it, and to infringe upon it. In any case, the word that's being used, chalon, is in our vernacular a window, but in this case, simply a storage place where he was placing the wool as it fell off from the sheep until he would ask his question upon the shechita of the animal if he could indeed now use this wool that fell off on its own. Akavya ben Mahalalel says it's permitted. The Chachamim may very well say that it's permitted intrinsically, but it's there's a legislation against it because we're concerned that if you were allowed to use that stash of wool, you would keep the animal alive longer, constantly waiting to reap more benefits from it. And we bring ourselves very close to the problem of purposely shearing it or purposely going ahead and using it for work, which as a sanctified animal, it is forbidden to do so. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.